You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, in the last show I told you about going through and looking at just one of the penalties of refusing to practice biblical health laws. I mentioned that one of them was the land Sabbath. If we go back to, let's say, 1880, and we take a look at the fake wheat that we have today versus the agricultural equivalent of wheat back in 1880. Let's take Kansas wheat. That protein level of Kansas wheat in 1880 was 24%. A few years ago, three, 4 years ago, I was able to talk to a friend of mine that has a farm in South Dakota, and it's a family farm, and his grandfather was the one that started the farm. He grew up on it, and he said the wheat today doesn't represent and is nowhere near the wheat, the ancient, let's just call it ancient wheat. It was in the 1950s that it started to get modified and changed. By 1950, the protein rate in wheat had dropped to 18%. That's a 25% loss. Right now, the wheat is running between 7 and 13%. That's a 50 to a 75% loss over just a 120-year time span. And this is directly attributed to two things. One, overuse of the land, and two, the failure to practice the land Sabbaths and the other stewardship laws that God commands us so that the land can heal, the land can regenerate. We rape the land, and there's no more minerals in it. We use hybrid and genetically modified seed that's in violation of Leviticus 19:19 and Leviticus 25. That's right, it's a sin. We shouldn't be doing this. We do this because we're going to get around the penalty for not doing what God says. Now, don't take my word on this. There's a very prominent magazine out there. It's called Acres USA. Let's look at what they have to say on this subject. It says, quote, "Some of the successes that have attended corn production may have been the result of distorted accounting procedures. In terms of nutrients, Open Pollinated still has an enviable record. Adolf Steinbrom of Fairbanks, Iowa, put the matter in perspective by having samples of corn tested for ingredients usually added to commercial feeds. Compared up to some 4,000 samples of hybrid corn tested in 10 Midwestern states in a single year, Steinbrom's open pollinated corn contains 75% more crude protein, 875% more copper, 345% more iron, and 205% more manganese. The same trend has also been seen in the content of calcium, sodium, magnesium, and zinc." You know, the same trend has also been seen in calcium, sodium, magnesium, and zinc. That means everything is lacking in this food we have right now. In the opinion of many eco-farmers, hybrid corn merely masks poor farming by producing bins and bushels without the nutrients that are corn's reason for being. In other words, foodless food. This is an Acres USA magazine, and that's what gives us disease, malnutrition. We need to stop sinning and obey God. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.